Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Oh my God. Who the hell cares?
Christmas is for the kids. Yeah, we got a couple new kid things today, actually.
Nice beaver.
That's actually an old one. Here it is.
Nice beaver.
There you go. That's cute. That's cute. Yeah, of course it is.
What's more fun than a bag of dildos?
Nothing.
Yeah, this one's one of our favorites here.
You stupid son of a bitch!
And Craig's favorite.
Suck it, Jesus.
Oh, that's horrible.
That was you, by the way.
You stupid son of a bitch!
That's better. Better. Yeah, yeah.
Suck it, Jesus.
No. God, I can't. What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
We didn't say it.
Christmas for the kids,
yeah, it's
man.
The kids.
It's for the kids. TJ Miller in the studio tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Nick's got a gig tonight. Go see Nick somewhere if you're in Omaha, right?
Yes, I will be at Infusion Brewing, their Southwest location in Omaha tonight. Farmhand Brewing in Erling, Iowa tomorrow night, and Rosie's downtown Lincoln Saturday night.
All of our Blaze listeners in Lincoln, head out and see Nick. And I saw, I retweeted your schedule for the next couple months. On our Twitter page, you're back down in Kansas, correct?
I thought so.
Oh, it's on that list.
Then a phone call with Gary Minkie changed that.
Oh,
so I'm gonna have to update that.
Got it.
I do have you know, an imminent weekend coming up. That, there's nothing.
Back in Hutch.
Did he double? I mean,
it was gonna be Salina.
Oh, Salina.
Oh, he double booked something, didn't he?
No, he moved it to January. He's like, oh, it's January.
Oh, okay.
Got it.
Yeah.
I believe that's called getting mankered.
Yeah.
I think there's a term for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was talking to him. He's like, I know you like to work every weekend. I'm like, no, I have to work every weekend. It's not like I like to work every weekend, but I also
have to work
every weekend.
That's right.
That's fine. It's not like it's a week before Christmas or anything.
What's that face, Craig?
I'd forgotten about this story. I'm looking here through the stack of story, a different stack of stories here. I'd forgotten about this one.
Yeah, let's hear it.
It's horrible.
Perfect.
We seem to have more than one of these horrible stories today. This is a story out of Georgia. Earlier this month, a sheriff's deputy responded to an accidental gunshot wound call. When he got there, he met an EMS worker in the property's driveway. The paramedic was holding an unloaded handgun and a spent bullet casing in her hand. She explained to the officer that the female inside had shot herself in the vagina accidentally.
Oh man. Don't hurt those.
Well, at least she didn't do it on purpose.
Did she not find her dildo?
Yeah, good point.
27-year-old Lauren Hunter Damon was apparently alone inside her apartment when the gun discharged. Jordan Allen, who says he owns a firearm, told deputies he was in the kitchen when he heard a gunshot. When he got to the bedroom, he found her with a small amount of blood on her leg. She started saying that she was sorry, that she shot herself accidentally. He told deputies that Jordan Allen, no relation, told deputies that Damon has subscribers on a sexual web platform called Chatter and that she makes sexual videos of herself and people pay her to see them.
Somebody wanted a gun around there.
Oh, yeah, play with that gun for me.
Right.
So Mr. Allen advised that he thinks that she was recording a video at the time the gun went off.
Yep.
Now, it appears the web platform to which Mr. Allen, no relation, referred is actually Chatterbait.
Ah.
a popular adult site that lets models get tips from viewers in return for the performance of requested sex acts. It's unclear whether she was broadcasting live when the gun discharged or whether she was recording a video that could be uploaded to Chatterbait.
If you're going to do something with a gun, just have it unloaded, you know? Puss will tell you that. Mm-hmm.
She was released from the hospital.
I don't even own a gun.
She was released from the hospital last week.
Or you could even tell.
So she's not dead. Good. She was released from the hospital last week.
You could tell the guy it was loaded and still get your dollar.
Right.
Or whatever
he might
want
to see you load it.
Yeah. You're right.
Oh, well, push. I did ask you.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
So you are giving the expertise. Yeah. Right away, you decline expertise, and you jump in with some expertise.
Well, that's not expertise. That's just common knowledge. Come on.
On the Chatterbait side, apparently.
If you're a dude and your girlfriend has shot herself in the vagina, how long before you're like, is that feeling better?
Yeah.
A week.
If she was discharged.
She we're good? Was.
Yeah. You're going to think about it within a week.
So we're good?
Oh, yeah.
We're good?
The shooting, which police classified as reckless conduct, is unlikely to result in criminal charges. During police interviews, her account of the shooting fluctuated. The sheriff said, with her claiming at one point that the gun went off during a consensual sex act.
If you're going to sit on a gun, make sure it's unloaded. Yeah.
Mr. Allen, right. No relation.
I didn't say Puss said that. You flipped me off first, but Puss did say that.
Like you didn't need it. Like you hadn't earned it yet.
That would suck if she faced criminal charges. You blow your genitalia off, and you have to—you're on probation.
Well, he was going to give me $10.
Yeah.
He damn near shot his junk off, and he went to court. He got.
I think the gun was in the back of his pants, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, I think he
was in the front.
It was like the upper thigh area, groin area. Yeah. He shot himself.
Dumbass. Like half a ball.
Yeah.
Don't put your gun in your sweatpants.
No.
And then there's the
gun away from your vagina.
What kind of freak requests that?
Right.
Here's what I'd like you to do.
You hear about these things.
Oh, it's the internet, man.
Yeah. I suppose anything's possible.
Yeah.
I thought that was a holy grail for that dude.
It was.
He saw the video. Whoa. God.
And it went off.
Yeah.
Yeah. And. Yeah.
This chump is outstanding.
Tony Romo requested that.
He's into very dark porn.
Apparently. Tony, you wouldn't know that. He's such a friendly guy.
Yeah.
And a great broadcaster.
It's all a charade.
Yeah.
He requested this video.
Yeah, yep.
Just beautiful story. Beautiful story out of Atwood, Kansas. Very northwest Kansas. A trio of sisters celebrating after the youngest one has now turned 100.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I got three sisters. How the hell they not kill each other?
Yeah.
My sisters are nowhere near 100, and they love each other, but I've seen them fight.
Yeah, these ladies had to have a million fights.
Oh, my God.
Frances just turned 100. She's got a 104-year-old sister, Julia, and a 102-year-old sister, Lucy.
Who's such a bitch.
Yeah. Remember what she did in 43?
When she was 43 or 43? Which
remember,
one?
You know, back when we were only 20?
Right. Mm-hmm.
They are living now about 12 miles away from where they grew up.
Of course they are.
Are they all in the same house?
Now?
That's going to stink.
Yeah. I don't know.
What's their secret? Like Winston's and Coors Light?
I bet you they're are they all old maids? Two of them are old maids, I bet.
I don't know.
I bet
one of them told KSN-TV...
They all outlived their husbands if any of them were married.
The way they've lived so long, pray and try to stay out of mischief.
Boring.
Not sitting on guns. You don't live long by sitting on guns on Chatterbait.
Remember when Agnes sat on that gun?
Chatterbait? Stay out of mischief. I guess.
Stay out of mischief.
Yeah, I guess inserting a gun is mischief, so yeah.
I was chat roulette came up in conversation around my house the other day, and my wife's like, how do you know what that is? Yeah. Like, what do you think we do all morning?
Is that still a thing?
Yeah.
A chat roulette?
I don't know. I'll find out this after
dinner. Chatterbait or chat roulette. I don't know the chat roulette, but I think, that he was talking about Chatterbait.
Right.
Yeah.
That's webcam stuff.
Yeah. Apparently. According to... The
Yeah, it's like we don't spend all morning praying and staying out of mischief.
Yeah, she'll stop asking.
It doesn't
asking.
Pay that well, right? No. Yeah. Nobody listens to that.
She'll stop asking eventually. All of our wives have. The how sure. do you know that is, yeah, it's a given.
Right. That's the only time the word mischief has come out of your mouth
right.
in probably a decade.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
Or better. Staying out
What's
of mischief.
What's the secret to the show? Praying and staying out of mischief. Exactly.
Suck it, Jesus.
No, that's terrible. Lizzo put a TikTok video up promoting an upcoming live stream concert that she's putting on at an art thing going on in Miami. It's kind of a big deal that they've got going on there. And she's doing a show there. And she was creating an original art piece to promote the show because it's going to be available for you to purchase,
right.
I think, at this art show, Art Basel in Miami. And
Lizzo need a big gun.
And apparently,
like an elephant gun or something like that.
Part of this picture, she's using her ass as a brush to create an original art piece.
Oh.
It goes a little something like this.
A broad brush.
A fart
piece. Hey, y'all. It's your girl, Lizzie Picasso here. And me and my friends at Amex are doing a special performance for y'all December 4th. You're not coming? Well, that's fine, because you can stream this performance live anywhere in the world. Also, I'm going to do a special little art piece. We going crazy. You want to see me show my ass?
Wait until the summer when they let me out the house.
What's it called?
Dance, you fat bitch.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that. That's very nice.
I was expecting that as soon as he said Lizzo. Yeah.
She didn't give us a chance to say no.
No.
When she asked the question. No, I really don't want to see that. All right. Don't Say My Name used to be a webcam girl. Guy once asked her to put a blunt inside her and smoke it on cam.
No gun. Can she inhale?
Oh, yeah.
Can she inhale with that bear?
How did that go?
That's as far as I've given you everything I know.
Our favorite one is
free to write us back.
My favorite one is we met a stripper years ago. Todd and I did a strip joint, and she told us that there was a guy that came in there every couple of weeks, and he would sing Elvis songs into her butt. That was it.
That seems kind of tame.
It does. Weird. That's a true story.
Right. It's a little weird, yeah. But it seems pretty harmless.
In the ghetto. Yeah, yeah.
But in the car. Didn't they go to the car?
Yeah,
they went to the car because he could do it there, and then he paid her money.
I would pay to watch that.
Yeah, she was hot too.
Yeah, they didn't do it in the club.
No, they did it in the club
because it would mix. You know, the other music would drown it out.
Right.
And he wanted the.
You
the,
can't
he
have
sing,
that.
He would sing Elvis songs into her butt. There wasn't any prostitution. That was it. You know.
Apparently, you like the acoustics.
That's right. Easy money.
It is,
and you're being serenaded. Right.
I sound a lot more like Elvis when I sing into butts.
I do like this, Lizzo. Like, if you could paint with your ass, I might be more into like making art. If you can
just rub your ass into paint, yeah. So what's this? This girl is a what? She's a webcam girl.
Yeah, was.
Any pictures?
No.
Right. Ask for him.
Well, she's listening.
Okay.
Anybody bend her over and sing Neil Diamond into her?
No, that's stupid. It's got to be Elvis.
That
Neil Diamond,
weird,
you're weird.
How much would that dude pay for that?
I don't know, but it was funny because I remember Todd remembers
obviously
the story,
obviously,
he
made
too.
It worth her while.
It's been years, man. That club's actually closed now, but... it was years, and we just laughed. I said, man, I would do more to your butt than that. I think that was my line. Yeah, that didn't
clever.
Work. That didn't work. That was really clever.
Sold.
You had a lot of game back then.
I did.
That has to be the most awkward, like, see you later after that.
I know.
After you sung Elvis directly into somebody's ass.
And it was more than once, because the guy paid good
cash. Yeah, it wasn't see you later. It was until next time.
Right. All right. Bye.
Hey, you can't say no to that. Steady source of income. Elvis has a big catalog.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, big time, right?
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Spanish lawmakers said that they will seek to pass marijuana legalization legislation in 2022. Singapore's Court of Appeal upheld death sentences for two men convicted of conspiring to traffic marijuana.
That's where we're at. That's where we're at.
Singapore seems tough.
Yeah,
that just is not a place you want to visit.
Never. What if somebody just automatically, what if somebody drops something in your bag accidentally and you're in jail the rest of your life?
Well, that's one of those countries it seems like, you know, you can do what you think is the most harmless, tiny little thing.
Like say hi to somebody.
Yeah. And you're going to get in trouble for it.
Right.
Yeah, it sounds like a good place to avoid. Yeah. You could just be minding your own business.
Right.
And apparently
right.
that's against the law,
right,
too.
Right, right, right. Saying hi to the wrong woman.
Right.
Who knows,
so
man?
You got to cane you.
Singing Elvis into a stripper's butt.
Is that Singapore where they cane you? Or is that Malaysia?
I think Singapore's where they cane
that
kid.
I think that was Singapore, yeah.
Well, if you watch Locked Up Abroad, you won't do anything.
No.
Now, granted, a lot of those guys were smuggling drugs or doing something, but just minor amounts of stuff could put you in some weird thing, you know?
Yeah, it's Midnight Express.
Right.
I mean, absolute nightmare.
Right. Like watching Lizzo paint.
Yeah, if you see the video, she has
good for Lizzo
painting going, and then she dips her ass in paint and puts it on the canvas.
She gonna sing Elvis into it?
Yeah,
not aware of it, but you certainly could.
Well, that'd be weird.
Debt collection rules went into effect Tuesday that have expanded the way that debt collectors can contact you.
Great.
Email, text messages, your social media accounts are now fair game. The collection industry praised the update, arguing that text and email are now the preferred methods for communications for many people.
Oh, nice, because I get those on someone else's behalf all the time.
They say that if you are contacted on your social media account...
I'd suggest you don't sing Elvis into my ass today, by the way. I warn you right now. I know you guys want to. Mm-hmm. I warn you, today's not the day to sing Elvis into my ass.
What about James Taylor?
No, it's not the song. It's the blowback you're going to get.
Literally.
Yeah.
See, this seems like if debt collectors can hit you up on your email or your social media, I wouldn't take it seriously.
No.
I would just think it's spam.
Yes, I would too.
It's you know, right. just a scam. It's right. crap. Not you wouldn't right. pay attention to it.
Right.
And that's just going to get you in more trouble.
It is.
Yep. If you're contacted on your social media account, the message has to be private. The debt collectors cannot post something that's viewable by the general public or by your friends or followers. If a debt collector sends you a private message requesting to add you as a friend or contact, the company has to make it clear that they're attempting to collect a debt. They have to give you a way of opting out of getting further communications from them on that social media platform as well.
I'm Facebook friends with 8 collection agencies.
Yeah.
What?
Who would accept that request?
People who want 5,000 friends.
Yeah.
People who accept anybody. Same people that friend robots.
And under these changes, telephone calls are limited to 7 per week per debt.
Just a lot.
So don't accept that friend request from you owe us money, you jackass.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Once again, you're not saying into my butt today.
You're going to soil yourself. Stop
it. Maybe. I know.
You're trying too hard.
I know. I really am.
I saw you leaning pretty severely over there.
You're pushing.
I almost slipped off the chair.
I know. You had a look on your face like something was about to happen.
Is it greasy?
If you want it to be.
Oh, man, I got to come in there. Damn it.
Well, back.
You're listening to the Don and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.